Well, Martin, you and St Union's are going to go at it again.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. Out of the fire, into the fire, man, I suppose. But no, look, it's a big week ahead of us now, definitely.
Yeah.
You knew to win a championship, you're going to have to beat St Union's at some stage. So we'll see how we go now in the next few days.
Yeah, and I suppose for the neutrals, it's a draw that they wanted to see. But when you get to this stage of the championship, you have to meet some of the big sides along the way, as you did as well here in the quarterfinal today, Martin, with a stunning second half performance at Kilcare for four goals.
Yeah, look, that's it. You're going to have big games at this stage, no matter who it is. And I suppose it's tough coming off on you when you're coming off a big game like that there with Kilcare today to go straight into whatever 6 or 7 day turnaround for you. And it's going to be tough, and there's a lot of sore bodies out there. But look, we'll get the recovery in over the next few days, and we'll see how we are on Tuesday night at training.
Yeah, listen, we talked about it in commentary, how much a seasoned team Niamh Connell are, because we watched you earlier in the season in the campaign against St Union's, where you came from, I think it was 5-6 down at one stage, and then the same again against Glenswilly. You never panic, you go through the gears, you go through the motions, and that was very much the case in the second half here, as you went down, what was it, 4 down at the break?
Look, there was a strong breeze out there. I think we were happy enough where we were at half time with that breeze. It was definitely worth 3 or 4 points. I suppose maybe the final scoreline probably flatters a wee bit. We've got a few very soft goals out there that you won't get every day now. That I suppose we took advantage of mistakes in the Kilcare defence, and they gift us one or two goals they won't be happy with themselves. So I think the scoreline definitely is a bit flatter, and we'll have to find a wee bit more now to put it up to Unions next weekend.
Yeah, and in relation to the sending offs, obviously Ode was sent off along with the Kilcare keeper. Did that have a big impact on the game from that stage?
Oh, I did it on both sides, definitely. You know, especially when you lose your keeper at that stage, it's tough in Kilcare. That they'd have worked a lot on kickouts in that during the week, and to lose your keeper at that stage was tough. And same with us with Owen. Owen gives us so much experience and so much know-how, and for him to be sent off at that stage, it was a tough pill, because, you know, as he said himself, he didn't do a thing. He says he's done nothing. That I think he was the victim in that there now, definitely.
Yeah. Well, listen, you now have to look forward to a last four. What was your initial thoughts just sitting here across the room first when the draw was being made, or did you have a bit of an inkling coming into the room that, listen, St Union's could be a possibility?
Look, you knew to win a championship you were going to have to beat Union's, definitely. Whether it was a semi-final or a final, we knew we'd have to beat Union's at some stage to win it. Like, we've played them a lot in the last few years at some stage, whether it's semi-final or final. So look, it's no real different to this time last year. We beat them in a final. It'll be a big weekend. Both teams put the best foot forward next weekend.
Yeah. Just finally then, how much does it mean to the group to still be involved at this stage of the championship and still very much on course and trying to retain the Dr. Maguire?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Look, these are the knockout stages that everything comes to life, and it's brilliant for the whole community, not just the team and the backroom team, but the whole community. You know, the town lives for this, the whole community lives for this there, and all of Glenties and Fintown, and it's brilliant, and they'll enjoy this week now, the build up for this week, and we'll see how we go next weekend.